Do you feel like you need a change and want to dye your hair? Or have you ever wondered how your friends colored their underlayer hair? Fret not, this article will guide you on how to achieve that cool look you've always desired. You first need to understand that underlayer hair color is the process of dyeing your underlayer in different colors. The hair colors are usually not the same as the individual's original color. Why you need to color your underlayer hair? Underlayer hair color gives an individual a unique look. You can decide to go bold by mixing multiple hair colors to achieve an interesting hairstyle. Hair color underlayer preparation guidelines. Hair color underlayer guidelines are: wash the hair properly before coloring it the next day. Never wash and put in color on the same day. Washing the hair 24 hours before coloring gives the hair extra protection. Clean hair quickly absorbs hair color. Dirty hair has dye residue, which is bad for the cuticles. Wear used clothes that can be thrown out easily. This way, you won't mind if they get stained with dye. It isn't easy to prevent color from dripping on your clothes. Hence, wear clothes you can easily discard or throw away. Moreover, some people prefer to drape over clothes on their bodies for easy removal. Ready a towel, stopwatch, combs, gloves, and some hairpins. Let them be close to you during the dye application process. It'll be easy to reach for them when you want to use these materials. Cover the floor areas or counters with old clothes. Stand in front of two mirrors that can show your head as you are applying the dye mixture. Untangle knots in the hair by combing them. Then divide the area you want to color into different sections. Furthermore, horizontally separate the hair behind both ears. This will reveal the underlayers. Pull the sectioned hair up and tie it with hairpins. Put a large amount of petroleum jelly on your hairline. It'll prevent the dye from coming into contact with your skin. Finally, bleach the hair. This is important for people with naturally dark hair but who want to use light colors. However, hair care experts advised people to employ the services of a hairdresser to properly bleach their hairs. Create a dye mixture by following the product mixing procedure. Lots of permanent dyes are packaged in two forms: a bottled package for developing the dye, a bottled dyed package. Users must mix both packages thoroughly to form dye mixtures according to each product's guidelines. Users must strictly obey the guidelines since each dye product has a different composition. Even if they are produced by the same company, the products differ from each other. On the other hand, it's not compulsory to mix temporary hair colors. Glove up your hands before you start applying hair color. Hair colors are developed from chemical ingredients that may irritate the skin if they touch the skin. However, some dye products are milder than others but will stain the hands when touched. In addition, hair care experts advised people to have two pairs of gloves at hand. Most dyes have bottle applicators for direct application of the underlayer color hair, while some don't. If the product you bought has no applicator, you may do the mixing in mixing bowls. Hairdressers said they mostly prefer mixing hair colors in bowls so that they can easily blend colors smoothly. Put the mixture on the hair close to your scalp. Gently rub down to the hair edges. Partition your hair into various sections. Put the mixed colors in the sectioned hair. Begin with the hair close to the scalp because that area doesn't absorb color easily. Afterward, work on another sectioned area. Thoroughly rub the color around the area using the fingertips of both hands. Massage the hair color gently from the scalp till you reach the hair tips. When you finish with that section, move to another section. Do this until your hair strands are completely coated with the mixture. For underlayer hair color, applying the colored mixture to the underlayers properly is enough. There's no need to use all the colored mixture on hair that is medium or short in length. How to blend different hair dye colors. If you're interested in dyeing your underlayers, use these underlayer hair color ideas. To achieve multiple underlayer hair colors, select a dark dye color. Massage deeply throughout the edges. Put light colors on the entire hair length till you reach all the bases. After you're done, a meeting point is formed where the dark and light dyes meet each other. Massage that points to completely mix the colors. This will evenly blend the underlayer hair color. After applying underlayer hair dye. Once you've finished the underlayer hair dye application process, find a worn cloth and put it around your shoulders. This cloth will not allow the hair colors to touch your skin. Allow the hair color to sit in according to the manufacturer's guidelines. Never bind up the dyed part with the undyed area of your hair. Otherwise, the dyed part can stain the undyed section with hair color. Immediately rinse off the color from the hair when it's time to do so. Otherwise, the hair and scalp may get damaged. Pour cool water on the dyed hair to rinse off the color. Massage the hair strands as you pour water so that the color will be washed out. Continuously pour water till you've thoroughly rinsed off the dye until the rinsed water is free of color. Always use cool water to rinse colored hair. Never use soap to wash your hair. In case this colored mixture touches your skin, take action immediately. Read the manufacturer's guidelines on how to wipe away hair color that touches the skin. Then deep conditioning the rinsed strands. Use leave-in conditioners for your hair. Afterward, rinse the conditioned hair only with water. Conditioners are used for sealing hair cuticles. They also soothe dyed hairs. You can apply underlayer hair color mixtures when you want. However, don't apply often to prevent hair breakage. Have you tried to color your hair with no success? Then go to professional hairdressers who can dye your hair without any problem. Or visit our website for more professional hair care tips. Our website likes to create content on the use of healthy hair care products. Therefore, we accept guest posts that give healthy hair tips related to hair care products from guest writers.